The power of love and caring changed the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Absolute Philosopher. The power of love changed the world. Now, how does the power of love change the world? The power of love changes the world by a different thought than you might think. The power of love and caring changed the world when I love and care for myself. We're so interested in the other people. We're so interested in doing nice things for other people. We're so interested in doing things that make other people happy. And I read a story my sister sent me about a little boy who was, 7 years old. And the story was written by a boy who at that time was 10 years old. And he wrote about this boy who was in his hometown in northern Michigan on the peninsula with Lake Superior to the north and Lake Michigan to the west and Lake Huron to the south. And it was a cold, cold, cold place above the 45th parallel, which is really toward the North Pole side of the countryside. And it was cold, and they had snow and lots of snow. Well, this guy, his name was Jim, he was noticing that this boy came to the skating rink for outdoor skating, ice skating, and he had a new pair of skates. And he's a very poor, poor boy. His parents had no money. His mother lived with his mother. They had no money, and yet he got a new pair of skates. She really cared to get him that. And he came to the ice skating rink, and with all his heart, he wanted to skate because he was retarded in, or limited or whatever you want to say in many ways. He couldn't speak very well, and school was just anathema to him. But anyhow, he did his best. Well, he put on the skates, and he had a lovely smile on his face. You know, he was so glad to have those skates. He put them on, and he went out to the ice skating rink. Now, all the other boys in that area had learned to skate by the time they were three or four, because that was just part of the thing they did. And this ice rink was made on the edge of town in a vacant lot, where they had put down snow and they put water from the water pump on it and made it real nice. Well, anyhow, this kid went out onto the ice. But as he went across the wooden boards on the way to the ice, his ankles were twisted so that his skate touched the skate blade and the side of the shoe at the same time. He really didn't do very well. And then one foot got out on the ice, and it started having him do the splits. And he really couldn't control anything. And he went down with a bang. And he fell so hard that he really hurt himself. And so this boy helped him back to his chair. And but before he did that, the kid had slid out onto the ice after trying to do the splits, and he was in the middle of the rink, really. And so as his friend, not knowing his friend, as this person was going to help him back, Tom, the director of the rink, came walking over, and he looked at him like this. And he gave him that inquisitive look and that interesting look, and he said, son, how would you like a job here? And the boy never had anything, never knew anything. Yes. And so he got the job. His job was to sit with Tom riding in the tractor doing all these things. Well, years went by. And the kid got older and he learned how to drive the tractor and he learned how to do these things and to put his foot on the gas pedal and on the brake at the same time. He didn't have to worry about the brake. On the clutch, you know, to run it. It was really quite an experience. But he learned it. He learned it very well. But he had a most amazing characteristic about him. He was not allowed to finish school, continue in school, because he didn't have ability to help a child like him. And so he stayed at home. And so Tom gave him a job at the rink. And so every year, for 40 years, this kid worked at that rink. And he encouraged all the youngsters, he liked youngsters, he encouraged them to skate. And whenever they would fall down, he would say, "That's good. Now stand up now. Do it again," you know, in his limited way. And all the kids of that town over a 40-year period as they were growing up learned to love this boy, man, who delighted in them and cared about them. Now, here this man is with a limited mental equivalent and unable to do a lot of things, and yet the town loved him. And when he died, 40 years later, the town, one of the people that he helped with skating was so impressed by him, they gave $2 million to the city to build an ice rink in his memory. Wow. And so his name was Henry. So they built the ice rink in his memory. But what was it that made Henry so famous? His ability, lack of ability to speak, or his lack of ability to think, his lack of ability to do different things. It was his ability to care about himself. Now, we want to say he cared about other people. That's true. But first, he cared about himself. He respected himself, and he respected every opportunity anyone gave him. He knew that they were giving him a special honor by whatever they did, and he respected that. And he was just fantastic. Then he returned that love. First he had it for himself. Then he returned that love to everyone in the community. And you see, that's quite special. In 40 years that he had that job, he only missed two times being there. One, when his mother was ill with pneumonia and he had to stay home and take care of her. And the other time was something else, but equally significant, you know. But you see, he cared about himself. He loved himself. Now, you would say, how could he love himself? He had these limitations. He loved himself because he wanted to give. He knew he had a big heart. He knew he had love to shed and share and care. But first it started with him. He didn't expect anything from anybody. He gave of himself 100%. And in the giving of himself 100% without expecting anything back, he was blessed beyond measure. But after his death, but while he was living, he was blessed every day, every wintertime, by the children who came to the rink and learned how to skate and had his encouraging words for them. And not only encouraging words, but as they'd come off the rink from their first being able to stand up on skates, he'd give them a big hug and say, "You're wonderful," you know. And the mothers and fathers who had been there too came and gave Henry a big hug because they remembered, you know. But you see, this is how the most important aspect that we can ever learn about caring and love is that we care and love ourselves first. If Henry hadn't loved himself and cared about himself, he wouldn't have been there. He would have felt sorry for himself, like most people who have limitations do. They feel sorry for themselves. And he didn't. What a noble character he was. What a loving character he was. What a caring character he was. It was within him, within his heart and his soul, within his being. Most fantastic boy you could ever imagine. Most fantastic man. And that town was a big town at the time the iron ore was being mined, and then it was mined out. And then some paper mill came in there and gave jobs to people, but not enough for everybody to live comfortably. And so the town remained a population, it had been 23,000, it remained a population of 3,000. All those years. But all those years, Henry made his impact upon people. People realized that they too can love when they have difficulties. Even if they can't do the things they want to do, they can still love and care. And their loving and caring goes much farther than feeling sorry for themselves, much farther than having people appreciate you. Henry didn't need people to appreciate him. He appreciated himself, and he appreciated everyone in his world. And if they loved him, didn't make any, I don't think perhaps he even was aware that they loved him. Probably not even aware that the whole town respected and admired him. You're not. When you are that kind of person, you're not. You're only aware that you love yourself and you care and you give. And someone says to you, do you realize that everybody in this town thinks you're the most wonderful person in the world? Oh, come on now. You know, really? And that's sincere. That's sincere. Because they're not giving for self-approval. They're not giving for people to appreciate who they are. They're giving because that's their nature to give. So you see, here we have it. The power of love and caring changes the world. It changes our world first, who we are. And then everything in our world is love and goodness. Think about that. It's a pretty wonderful thing. Just know that I too love you and care about you after me. I love you, I love you, I love you.